Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome to If Nothing Changes, Nothing Changes, Life Coaching with Deidre. I'm Deidre, your host, coming to you live on Inner Light Radio, broadcasting straight out of Richmond, California. Now, I know you could have listened to any of the thousands of podcasts on the radio, internet, or even satellite. So let me start off first for thanking you for picking mine. I am an organic therapist, personal mental trainer, self-esteem booster, good-hearted devil's advocate, relationship guru, archaeologist of the soul, and a boss, all rolled up into one, here to give you my perspective on life by guiding, deepening, and challenging your thoughts while influencing you with innovative, insightful information, not forgetting to motivate, provoke, and influence your actions. My show will be talking about life, dreams, relationships, love, happiness, health, wealth, fitness, careers, family, and everything else that goes along with all of that. This month, I'm continuing my women's health and wellness series. Last month, we discussed spa treatments and their importance to women's health and wellness. This month, I want to acknowledge experts in vagina health and cannabis healing. Besides the usual reproductive or menstrual concerns, the vagina is an area of the body we don't often think about unless there are symptoms that indicate that something is off. Then, when discomfort becomes intense, vaginal health is all that we can think about. Vaginal problems can affect our fertility, desire for sex, and ability to reach an orgasm. Ongoing vaginal health issues can also cause stress or relationship problems and impact our self-confidence. So, to discuss some signs and symptoms of vaginal problems and what we can do to protect our vaginal health, my first guest for today is exactly who we need to help us navigate this topic. Tamika is the owner of the Feminine Mystic Wellness Spa in Berkeley, California. She specializes on the yoni and its energetic and emotional aspects. She provides quality care to women who suffer body and yoni hormonal imbalances, diseases, and more. She's a certified yoni practitioner and herbalist that has created a safe environment for women to explore and connect with their yoni, body, and mind. If there is anybody that really has black girl magic on her fingertips and natural positive energy, it's this queen right here. Tamika, welcome to the show for the first time. And please tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit more about yourself, queen.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for your invitation. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. Hello, everyone. My name is Tamika Skinner. I am the owner of Feminine Mystique Wellness Spa. I am a women's wellness detox therapy spa. I specialize in indigenous medicine, indigenous herbs, indigenous medicine. I specialize in cell therapy, womb health, full body cellular detox therapy. I also help women with any type of womb vaginal problems that they have. I myself am a yoni practitioner. I am a nutritionist and an herbalist. I'm also someone who helps women with infertility as well.
You do so much. I know you know we could have talked an hour just for your resume just alone. So thank you for bringing all that in. What's the most common reason, Tamika, people women come to see you?
The most common reason is a vaginal reasons or vaginal disharmony, imbalances, anything from fibroids to cysts to PCOS, endometriosis, anywhere from breast cancer to stomach cancer to diabetes, anywhere from honestly anything that has to do with the menstrual cycle, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. Anything that has to do with the female genitalia, I am someone that you come see, and then I am able to set you up on a wellness regimen. First, we do a consultation that lets me know with a starting point, the root causes of your injuries or illness, and then we go from there. I do recommend that women detox regularly because we're not a society to where we do regularly detox. But I do inform my women of lots of different modalities, the things to stay away from, tampons, birth control, and hysterectomies, if any, if I can help prevent that in any way. But a lot of women come to me for all types of yoni disharmony, and so I'm there. From there, I'm able to help them, and I've been very successful in the 5 years that I've had my business. Just to give you a brief, golden ticket. I've helped over 50 women that I know of get pregnant. I've helped with prolapse, cervical prolapse. I've helped women remove cysts, whether if it's on the ovaries or on the vulva itself. I've helped women get rid of any type of STDs, STIs. I've helped women rejumpstart their cycle from not having a cycle from PCOS or whatever situation they're concerned that they're having. I've done a lot here, and I'm continue to do a lot. So I want to be able to reach as many women as I can, because there is another side of health, which is a holistic side outside of the Western side or Western medicine.
Girl, look at you bringing in them babies up into this world. Has anybody came back and been like, girl, because of you, we've named our baby Tamika?
No. No, that would be very nice, but no, not yet. But I've had a lot of women that told me that doctors were, you know, able to tell them that they weren't able to get pregnant for whatever reason, and you know, just through yoni steaming and the wellness regimen, we've able to turn that around. But no one's named me their child after me just yet.
Okay, well, we're going to put that out there, because that is remarkable what you do, Queen. I mean, it's what you do is just, to me, it's just off the scales. When women look at your website, they find a variety of services that you offer. So I'm going to ask you to explain a couple of them a little bit more in detail for us.
Yeah. And
excuse me if I don't say the words right, but I'm going to try to. What is a lymphatic vibration platform, Queen?
Okay, so that is my vibration plate. It does vibration for the lymphatic, for the circulation, for your muscle and flexibility. It also, honestly, within 10 minutes of vibration, that's equivalent to 30 minutes of swimming, 30 minutes of yoga, 1 hour of jogging. But we support the lymphatic system. So a lot of women have a lot of blockages and stagnation within the body, especially within the pelvis area. We hold a lot of trauma, guilt, and frustration in that area. So I'm able to go in and break up your lymphatic system with the vibration. I'm also able to improve your bone density, reduce your stress, improve your sleeping. That's one thing that a lot of women don't know about, is that insomnia is a womb disharmony. Insomnia, lack of sleep, waking up in the middle of the night, hard to get to sleep. That is a sign. First, that's a sign of parasites and bacteria, but that's also a sign that you're having a problem with your kidneys, your thyroid, and your uterus area. So we deal with a lot of the combating cellulite in the vibration plate. Balance for a lot of older people helps. The vibration plate helps with balance as well, your metabolism. And we combine that with our PMF jade infrared mat. Now, that to me is instant gratification. It is electricity to your melanin. And if you're not stimulating your melanin, you're not really starting the process of healing. So if we cross over from the vibration plate, which again helps with your pelvic floor muscles as well, your sexuality, your sexual functions, I should say, your urine incontinence. A lot of women suffer from bladder incontinence, urine incontinence, and so we are specializing in both areas. It also helps with just overall reducing depression as well. A lot of modalities that we have here touch and gets into the cellular system and rejuvenates the cell structure. And in doing that, you're able to reduce anxiety, you're able to reduce stress, you're able to reduce depression, because birth control scientifically has been linked to depression. So we like to educate our women on just womb health, building a relationship with womb health. And we have certain modalities, which the lymphatic vibration is one of them, to help remove and start to build a relationship with self.
What? Everybody I see that's on your Instagram, girl, it looks like what they are. Loving it. Okay. It looks like, you know what I mean? That they are always in there smiling and stuff. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Tell us, what is a Kegel pelvic floor stimulator?
Okay. So that is what is known as my coochie chair. It stimulates, it sends high frequency into your pelvis area. It is called the EMT, EMS pelvic floor stimulation. So that's high intensity electromagnetic therapy. It's non-invasive. It stimulates and improves your bladder control, your sexual function, postpartum recovery. Just recently I've had it. Just let me tell you a little story that will probably better understand my chair. My chair itself does 11,000 Kegels in 30 minutes. So I've had women who have active yeast infections sit on my my Kegel chair, and the vibration and electricity sit to the pelvis area. It was able to release that. You call it yeast. I call it mold and fungus, just from my my research. It was able to release that mold and fungus from her uterus as it slid down into her vaginal canal. I've had another lady here who has cervical prolapse. This is her second time using the chair. It not only lifts up the muscles, as she can feel her muscles lifting back up into their proper space, but it also helped to flatten her tummy as well. So this here has a lot of core stability and improves your incontinence as well. Sexual function, again, postpartum recovery. That's a most important time for women to start to put their lady parts back into place. Is during that 6 months of care that you don't receive from Western medicine. So there we stimulate again the pelvis area, and we're able to lift, tighten, also moisturize the whole function of your pelvis area. So that there is a very popular modality that we have. I've actually found it in the UK, and in the UK it has 95% success rate. A lot of women here don't know or not aware of the Kegel throne. So I wanted to make it known as much as I can that women who are having no sexual functions and bladder inconsistencies, that they have a place to go and a place to heal.
Wow. That can, now if I do, can I do everything in one setting, or will my body just literally explode with orgasm and ecstasy?
Everything? No, not at once. Kegel machine, yes, can make you orgasm. I've had that happen twice. I wouldn't recommend everything, because here what I do is a part heat therapy. And so if you're going to do a detox, a lot of people should know that you should pump your body with nutrition before you go straight into a detox, because you can become detox sick, or that detox can send a smell to the vagina. And now we have a different type of problem. So everyone that comes in and receives a service, we have a consultation, because 99% of my modalities are the T blend is custom made. I need to know what's going on with you. What are you allergic to, and what is your goal, and what do we want to work on before we can start the modality? But I do offer bundle packages where, yes, you can do yoni steaming in the chair, yoni steaming and foot steam, yoni steam and a full body therapy that I have. But everything all at once, I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
I would recommend you move slowly.
Okay. Well, everything sounds so wonderful. It's just like, girl, I want to hop off one, get on another, hop off another one, get on another one. Okay. Tell me, and I may be pronouncing this wrong, is it called a Photon Jade Negative Ion Heat Therapy?
Yes, it's my Photon PEMF Jade Light Infrared Therapy. So the PEMF just stands for pulsating electromagnetic frequency. and that is a jade mat. So a lot of people don't know that jade holds tons of minerals, selenium, zinc, manganese, magnesium, lots iron, lot oxygen, lots of different minerals. So as you're laying on the heated mat, you receive, first of all, you're cleansing your cellular disposition. You're cleansing all the waste that's in your cells and in your lymphatic system. You're also pumping nutrients into the body. The infrared itself opens up the skin, opens up the organs. You have a negative ion. So I want people to understand that disease is a positive effect. And then you have negative ions, negative electricity that will go in and repair those positive effects via the immune system and your white blood cells, which are your soldiers that go throughout the body and eat up any waste. So wherever there is waste, there is parasites. Wherever there is waste, there is inflammation. So we go ahead and jolt the body with our PMF to get you open, to get you set and ready for the next modality, or just to open and repair the body with electrons. So that is my heat therapy. And so that penetrates all the way down to the bones, the arteries, the veins, the muscles, and the bones, because we have a different setting that we go on. We can start at 660 NM or 880 NM. And that just tells me that we're going to penetrate all the way through the bones. So that's actually instant gratification. And for a lot of women who look like me as melanated skin, they receive instant gratification, especially those who have cancer.
Wow. Tell me about the herbal foot steam.
My herbal foot steam is called my green therapy. That is a Chinese modality. That is an actual foot steam where we start with the feet, which is foot reflexology, and we move the herbs and the steam throughout the body, starting through the feet. You fill it all the way up to the temple, and sometimes you're even tasting the herbs. So that there is considered my green therapy. And there we penetrate. We regulate the nervous system. We accelerate your blood circulation, improve your immunity. It's just that there, honestly, I've seen a lot of women with PCOS stimulate their cycle. It helps with hemorrhoids, decreasing inflammation, improves menstrual cramps instantly. I've seen that with menstrual cramps. Helps with the endocrine system, balances your hormones, chronic pain, lowers your blood pressure. We can also help with that because a lot of people are suffering from high blood pressure. So the different herbs have the different effect when you're doing the foot steam, but that is considered your foot reflexology green therapy. And so we're able to basically go throughout the body, the meridians, the liver, gallbladder, kidney, spleen, and stomach, and we're able to cleanse everything out.
That's amazing. My mouth is like wide open. Tell us lastly, because otherwise we could be sitting here talking all day, about the aromatherapy oxygen bar.
Okay, so now my aromatherapy oxygen bar is pure hydration and oxygen. So that itself, each one is different based on the essential oils. So, and also complimentary for those who have done a full body steam, because the full body Thai steam that I have really sucks a lot out of you, and the aromatherapy will pump your brain back with oxygen. So there we improve your digestive system, your cellular metabolism, relieve any muscle stiffness. It helps with heightened concentration, memory, and alertness. It also helps with counter-aging, autoimmune systems, reduces heart attacks as well, stabilizes your nervous system as well. Oh my goodness, it does a lot. Headaches, migraines, helps with hangovers. We don't get many hangovers very seldomly, but it also helps with hangovers because it's sending the oxygen back up to the brain. So she in itself has a big clearance in hydrogen and oxygen.
Wow. Queen, you definitely have some much needed services for women. I'm going to set you aside just for 2 seconds so I can come over here and talk to my second guest, who is because there is a growing popularity with healthcare experts in the potential cannabis. What potential cannabis has for the mind, but especially for the vagina, particularly in how it can benefit people going through menopause or perimenopause or experiencing chronic reproductive health conditions. Cannabis has been used as medicine worldwide for over a century. It's a multifaceted plant with a reputation for psychoactivity, but a long history of providing wellness and balance. As the United States and other countries allow medical and recreational cannabis use, more people are turning to cannabis for healing. My second guest today is not only the first Black certified ganja yoga teacher in Northern California, she can also be found hosting ganja yoga classes and natural plant healing workshops in urban communities all over the Bay Area. She prides herself on helping to get minorities to choose plants over pills and crediting safe spaces for minorities to learn about whole plant natural remedies. She can now add author to her list of accomplishments. She's here today to talk about her debut book, Indica Aunties, an Indigenous Plant Guide to Aid in Healing the Divine with Cannabis. So, Cameo, thanks for coming back. You've been here before and educating us. Tell us a little bit about your yoga journey and how it turned into a cannabis healing book, Queen.
Wow. I mean, it's so much going on this morning. Thank you for having me. You know, it's an abundance this morning. Well, my yoga journey turned into Indica Aunties as moving through the cannabis industry, but also through the understanding of the plant. You know, the plant that we consume is the female plant. A lot of people don't know that the plant that actually gives you the reactions is only the cannabis, the female cannabis plant. The male plants are often killed off or only pretty much used for breeding. They kind of don't offer as much value, but they also don't have psychoactive effects. So learning this and learning what cannabis does for the body, it was important for me to connect the two, but then it was more important for me to share with my community because there's a lot of cannabis usage out here and it's always used to be negative thoughts on stoners and, you know, that negative connection. But I started to learn it not just as a healing modality, but as an ancestral connection through the divine feminine, not just as her, as the plant, but through our female lineage.
Wow.
I feel like that was important.
I love that. When women read your book, there's a variety of topics in there about cannabis and healing. So I want you to kind of explain a couple of the chapters in detail about, so when people do order the book, they can get it off of Barnes & Noble and Amazon, I think. What do you mean when you say moon teas and their benefits? What's a moon tea, Queen?
Well, the moon teas, first I want to make sure that I say that everything was intentional. So when it comes to the moon teas, it was important for me to remind us and to connect to us. One, a lot of our magic as priestesses in the ancestral connection with the plant was done under the full moon or with the new moon. Our teas and our medicines were created with magic under the moons. So there was that connection, but it's also making us see and remember that connection from our spirits, but in our being to know, okay, we are connected to the moon. That is something that has always been said. A lot of women's cycles are synced up to different phases of the moon. So with that, it was intentional to see we all have different periods. So different teas will work with different periods, but then it's also just not a period. Some of us are perimenopause. Some of us are menopause. Some of us are having these cramps. Some of us are experiencing different menstrual problems. And it's important to not have to spend all that money at the dispensary and to know what herbs work well with teas. As a lot of people don't know, and I state this in my book, cannabis was in over 100 different medications in apothecaries. And apothecaries are the, we'll say, ancient and not too ancient, you know, but the original pharmacies. A lot of people don't know that cannabis was used to heal STDs and STIs. That's what they used on the battlefields. These are things that women, and who were, and who was the one administering them? The women. The women were on the battlefields helping men with syphilis and herpes, gonorrhea. A lot of people don't know that it was the women, but as the women, we are often pushed back in history and the men are pushed to the forefront. So that's why the titles of moon teas, indica aunties, aunties tinctures were important, because we hold our status with the plant.
That I love that information that you're giving, especially the history part of it that's added into it, so that we know how this is connected from the past to right now to the present. Thank you for educating us on that. How do your yoni steams? Why are your yoni steams any different? Do you use cannabis in them?
Yes. So that is the only, we'll say that's the only difference between Feminine Mystique Wellness Spa and mine, I would say, is that I add cannabis, whether it's hemp or the cannabis plant. And hemp is, we'll say, non-psychoactive, but it's a different component versus cannabis. And we'll say that they're sisters with different daddies. That's how I kind of explain that one.
Gotcha. And so does the feeling, is it going to be any different because cannabis is used?
No, what it is that there are more endocannabinoid receptors in the vagina than anywhere else in the body. And we have the most as the female. We have endocannabinoid receptors all over our bodies. Everybody's receptors are different. But what this is the system that our body, when we were created and we were made to absorb and consume cannabis, we always have been. We have a system that breaks it down, puts it in different areas for healing, pain, depression, relaxation, emotional stimulation, yoni stimulation, because a lot of people don't know that cannabis was actually used as a lubricant. So when we're going there, wives used to mix it with beef tallow, and that's what they used on their wedding nights. These are things that we need to know, and women need to know, because there's a lot of shame around dry vaginals. There's a lot of shame around not feeling right down there. And cannabis has been helping us down there since our granny's mamas.
Tell us, what is Auntie's tinctures? What do they do for us in, in your book?
So the tinctures I make, so they are and created in here, are concentrated. So that way they go directly into your bloodstream. So when you make these tinctures, we're creating them with intention. And then when you're making your own medicine, you're able to create that intention. You're able to create the healing in that, because you're like, okay, I need this for this because this has been going on with me. So you're talking to your plants. You're thinking this. You're holding them in your hand. You're blessing them with your intention. Everybody has their magic, you know, but also I feel like sometimes with making your own medicines, we are healing ourselves, and we as the minority community or the Black and Brown community, we have always had to learn how to heal ourselves.
Tell me about how I can use cannabis as an aphrodisiac and, as you say, sex magic.
So what we don't realize is when we are sitting and smoking with our partner, when we are putting CBD lotion on them, when we are just sharing that moment of that check-in, how was your day? You know, that's partner magic. That's smoking with each other. That's creating an earth, air, fire, water. You're grounded into the earth. You're standing up, or you're sitting in your place. So you're grounding yourself. You're connecting with each other because you're stopping to pass your joints to each other, or you're stopping to pump more lotion or grab more oil or grab your tincture. Let me add it to my drink. Let me add it to, you know, we're creating these intentional moments with one another. And that's what makes it magic, because now we're on this level together. And now we're intentionally use it. Cannabis, we'll say it multiplies the intention in how you use it. And that's what you get from it. If you're saying, I'm going to sleep here and be high as fuck all day and not do nothing, then that's what we're going to do.
because that's the intention that you created behind it. But if you're saying, okay, well, let me get up. I got to get this stuff together for the house. I got to do this. I got to do this. That's that intentional magic. So now you've created this. So now when you go to smoke or do whatever you're doing, you've already set that intention over what you're doing, you know, over your medicine.
Gotcha. And good to know. I like that. Tell us last, before we bring back Tamika back in here, tell us, Queen, what's high powered flowers?
I think my intention with high powered flowers was to let us know that we also use blue lotus. Blue lotus and passion flower, these are plants that are psychoactive and a little psychedelic, depending on how you use them, but they're healing. They connect to our divine feminine. We are the flower. You know, blue lotus is, you know, death and rebirth. It's life. It's the beginning. It's the end. It's letting us remember that life cycle of that plant. And that's using it intentional to heal us as well. These plants have been used together with cannabis for priestesses from our ancient ancestors. And these are the things that I want our community to know, because we are always so shamed or embarrassed about it, or we're trying to not to let people know that we're having painful sex, or that we want to connect on a high power level with our plants. You know, what they say, talking to my plants, watering my plants, you, and then after you talk to them, and then what? Then when they go, do their magic go with them? All the magic that you poured into it, when they go to dry out or they, you know, die, does all your magic die with it? No. That intention and that love is still in there. It's the same thing as when somebody passes. That intention, that love is still there.
I love this. You ladies are amazing to me, the both of you. Tamika, can you tell us if I don't have the opportunity to make an appointment with you yet, can you give women experiencing some perimenopause or just regular menopause some things that they can do for, you know, hot flashes, brain fog, anxiety, all that those experiences bring to us? What can we do at home?
So women that are experiencing perimenopause, menopause, that is a estrogen deficiency. And so with the estrogen deficiency, it depends on if your estrogen is too low or if your estrogen is too high. Associated with that becomes vaginal dryness. You can cleanse out your gut with that. That's slippery elm bark. You can do white willow bark. Like Camille said, you can do passion flower as well. Maripuma pairs nicely with passion flower. You can also do Damiana with anyone that's suffering from perimenopause to also cleanse out the gut and send mucilage from the gut to the vaginal area. That's what you're lacking on top of having a deficiency in estrogen. So with that as well, you want to jump into mushrooms. Typically my favorite mushroom is the gypsy mushroom, cordyceps mushrooms, turkey tail, and reishi mushroom. I know that lion's mane is a more popular one, but reishi to me is way better than a lion's mane. And then gypsy mushroom itself can actually help cure HSV2, which people call herpes virus. Menopause, you can jump into all things that are flavonoids, all things that are high in progesterone. That deals with the inflammation in the body. Again, that's an estrogen problem as well, or estrogen deficiency. So you want to balance the hormones and you want to optimize the body. Herbs that you can use would be black cohosh. You can use blue cohosh. You can do red clover, which is one of my favorites. You can also do, so the tip of my tongue, lavender, which is a stimulant. It's a nerve stimulant. You can also do lavender. You can also do a little bit of yarrow, which is a great herb for women who are experiencing hot flashes. Brain fog would be like comfrey, skullcap is one. You can also do false unicorn, which is another type of herb. If you're looking for a combination of herbs to use, I offer my aphrodisiac herb, which is called an honor the goddess. And then I also offer a estrogenic type blend called heart to heart, which helps you with more infections and inflammation in the body. So if you're looking for services as far as menopause and perimenopause, and postmenopausal, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopausal, I would definitely do the yoni steam is a great modality to use. And then that when you're doing the yoni steam, I want all women to understand that it's not just the female genitalia that you're cleansing, you're moisturizing, you're reconstructing. It's your large intestines, your kidney, and your uterus. Women have to understand also that your thyroid, your kidney, and your uterus are all meridians within your vaginal wall. So for women who are experiencing, let's say you're a woman of a certain age and you are suffering from your vulva areas, women typically see their vulva area disappearing or it's becoming there's no elasticity in that area. I would say photoestrogens of all types, especially a tincture. You want to stick to more powders and liquids. And do a photoestrogen. You can also do photoestrogen in different types of foods that are blue and purple because you're feeding the gut and you're feeding the kidneys. Kidney is a female organ and it's called echidna, so it's a fiery substance. So you want to pour more into greens, blues, and purples as far as fruits and vegetables.
Thank you.
I have a couple more too, but that's the basic.
Got you. Cameo, what do you have in your book that can tell us or help us with perimenopause or regular menopause? Did I lose her?
Nope. There are teas as well as the tinctures. And I think it's important for women to understand that cannabis and CBD is something that I always talk about, and they are great for perimenopause and menopause. They aid with hot flashes. As I said, the vagina has more cannabis receptors than any other part on the body. And going back into even talking about the herbal backdoor entry, which was something that a couple of people have asked me, like, what? What we have to understand is that even when we're going through menopause and perimenopause, whether you're using it vaginally or using it anally, with suppositories and things like that, it goes directly into the membrane of the anus. It's very thin from the vaginal walls to the anus. So we can absorb and get what we need directly to that area. You know, I've heard so many different women say that was the best relief they had. You know, a lot of us, even with menstrual aid, because some of us get butt cramps, and those butt cramps are no joke. It's like, you know, we didn't have these aids then and they're not talked about, but also who wants to go into a dispensary and ask somebody about a suppository? Yes, they have them on the market. However, who wants to ask them about that? That's embarrassing. You know, so these things are important for us to be able to have access to with what we have available at home too. That's real conjuring. That's hoodoo. That's our ancestral lineage. That's our great grandparents. That's our grandmothers. That's our aunties, our indica aunties who healed this with cannabis, or not even heal, aided and healed with the cannabis.
Got you. Tamika, on your Instagram, you say you are a yoni parasitologist. Can you explain that, Queen?
Yes, I am a yoni parasitologist. That means that I study all parasites, worms, hemotags, protozoans. I study the parasites, and they have led me to the uterus. And so I stick with, and my passion is female health, especially female genitalia health. So I've learned that within parasitology, all of your illnesses and all of your diseases start with parasites. So I study infection diseases. That tends to be chlamydia, trich, HIV, herpes. It's really called human herpes virus and not HSV. It's a skin eruption. I deal with women who have vagitis, women who have endometrium, inflammation, eidemiosis. And so these are the fields of my study. And in my studying, I've noticed that, let me just back up. In my field of study, becoming a yoni parasitologist, I've learned that all illness starts with inflammation, mucus, and parasites. And so I've been able to, within my research, help a lot of women knowing that parasites are the root cause to a lot of diseases. And so I term, I guess you can say I coined the term parasitology. Yoni parasitology is because of my research and my testimonies that I've had with women that have been releasing parasites from their vagina, releasing parasites from their anus and from their mouth. And from doing that, it has reversed their disorder, imbalance, or disease.
Wow. Thank you. Both you ladies make a lot of products and merchandise that help women. Cameo, can you tell us specifically what are some of the products that you have in your book or that we can actually make or that you make to help women not only in with menopause or anything like that, but for other aches and pains that we may have?
I am very big on magnesium. That's a product that I've been working on since I had a foot injury. It helped me to come back from plantar fasciitis along with a torn ligament in my foot. So what I started doing was I started mixing magnesium. I started using cannabis and CBD oils to keep my foot to aid with the pain. But the magnesium also helped using other essential oils with that. That was a big help healer for me. So now I offer Yoni foot soaks, magnesium foot soaks with different clays to help pull out a lot of that pain, a lot to pull out the dirt and to just help us kind of detox that out of our feet. My favorite products to make and to interact with are the ones in my book. There are different, there's just something magical about sharing the information with each other and healing and talking about different plants and how different people have had different experience with these plants. And I like to see the look on people's face and I'd be like, oh, I made it. Or, you know, oh, I sat down and I had it the other day with my tea and it was wonderful. Those are the moments that I live for because I know that I've helped women with their grandparents, getting their grandparents to use tinctures instead of using things that aren't good for them and getting them off of these, you know, Vicodin and Percocets and stuff for pain. That is my goal, to get the aunties, the nanas, and a lot of them off of those prescriptions or at least weaning them down so that they can use natural products.
Got you. What about you, Tamika? What are your main products and which ones do women buy the most?
My main products. Okay. So all of my products have no long shelf life, no chemicals, no regular purified water, no solvents of any kind. I specialize in yoni wash. I specialize in yoni oils. I specialize in all natural body and yoni soaps. I specialize in bath and bath soaks. I specialize also in body oils as well, natural pheromone body oils. I specialize in parasite teas, menstrual teas, depression teas, wellness teas. I also specialize in pain relief as well. So I have two different pain oils. What is my number one seller? I have a few. So if I were to just put them into one category, it would be all of my yoni washes, yoni oils, and my body soaps would be my top three sellers. Going from there would be all of my teas and then my pain products.
I love it. What's next on event for you, Cameo? Where can people see you? Where are you going to be? How can people get your book? Tell us all that good deliciousness. What's happening with you?
Tomorrow, June 7th, I will be at East Oakland Future Fest offering free community yoga starting at 11 a.m. East Oakland Future Fest is really amazing to me. That information is on my website. This is the third year I've done it out of 4 years.
It is a community event. It's free for everyone. They have fresh produce. There's music. And these things, a lot of these things are free too. So that including the different produce and stuff they give to the community, different foods, different help with PG&E, different community activities that we need to know. And that is on 90th Ave. Right in front of Booker's Liquor Store. Well, what used to be Booker's Liquor Store. And this is how you heal the hood. What was once a stain is now a, and we are throwing a community block party in the front. My book, Indica Aunties, is available at Barnes and Nobles as well as Amazon. Right now it is currently out of stock at Marcus Books in Oakland. We are waiting on delivery, but it will be back at Marcus Books, the oldest black bookstore in the nation, soon as delivery comes. So in the check back in the next couple weeks.
Excellent. And I know that you also have an event coming up, Tamika. Tell us a little bit about what do you have coming up, because I'm excited about that as well.
Yes. So I'm trying to reach as many women as I can and build a team of holistic and wellness specialists. And I've been very successful thus far. So you can, outside of my actual wellness spa, you can follow me on Instagram, feminine.mystique.spa. I'm also offering June 29th, CMOS Sativa and Self-Care Workshop. That's going to be in Oakland, which is a private location. That's June 29th. And that's an all-day, all-exclusive workshop. And then in July, I'll be offering PCOS classes because I need to reach as many women who have thyroidism problems, cyst or PCOS so that we can reverse said situation. And then following that, I'll be having endometriosis, adenomyosis classes. And then I'll also have more information about bacterial vaginosis, vagitis, and yeast infection classes mixed in with some infertility. So I plan on offering these classes throughout the summertime. Stay tuned on my Instagram. My CMOS Sativa and self-care event is already open for you to purchase tickets. And outside of that, if you're interested in the modality, I'm located in Berkeley, right across the street from the Claremont Hotel. I'm on Claremont, and I also have a website, feminine mystique.com, where I have a plethora of information in regards to women's wellness and how you can make an appointment or how you can even do a consultation and we can get down to business.
Well, one thing that I really want to, I'm glad that we've got enough time for us to talk about this, is that, you know, not only are you guys just entrepreneurs and doing the damn thing, but, you know, you're moms, you know, you know, you've got partners, you've got all kind of other things going on. Was it scary for you, Tamika, to leave Kaiser, you know what I'm saying, what people always consider, you know, good job, as they would say, to go off on your own, queen, and do your thing, which is so successful. How is that?
So all of my girls, I have four daughters. They're all grown. So from there, it was easy because they're not young where they needed so much of my time and attention. I was actually told by a friend that I was going to be owning a store with lots of herbs healing women. And I didn't believe her until it just, this just fell into my lap as if it was supposed to be. So I've been prepping myself, just studying herbalism before I owned a spa. Starting a spa, starting a business, yes, it is not a 9-to-5. It is a 24-hour around the clock. You wake up thinking about it. For me personally, I'm going to speak on me. I wake up thinking about vagina. I go to sleep thinking about vagina. So this is around the clock business for me. But it has been exciting. It has been terrifying. It has been all of those emotions that you go through whenever you're starting anything new. So Kaiser, yes, is a wonderful place to work. I was actually fired from Kaiser because I didn't want to take the COVID shot. I decided that I wanted to stay an organic human and not be a hypocrite to the women that I reach out to. So 16 years at Kaiser, I was fired in 2022. It took me at least three or four months even to realize that I was no longer working there. But when God opens up, you know, when God opens up doors for you, you have to go running through them. And so that's exactly what I did. And so no longer working at Kaiser, I was able to put my all into my business. And since then, I've just been nothing but successful and just very humbled by the many lives and women that I've been able to assist.
That is a remarkable story. It is a lot easier, I know, when your kids are a lot older. You don't have to split your time up with that. Tamika, how much time do you think that you are, you know, at the office when you go? I mean, because it sometimes when you love it, and I can hear the passion in your voice, and I know you personally, it doesn't feel like work. How much time do you think that you put into your passion at the spa?
Well, today I was here at 7 o'clock making products and up until the time that I had to hop on the Zoom. But I am here at least 10 hours a day, at least. And I love it because it is my profession and my passion. But I'm here making products throughout the day, seeing three to six clients a day. I speak to about 25 to 30 women a week. When I go home, that's where all my study continues. So to me, I don't know when I have time off. I have time off when I actually close my calendar and I'm able to rest. Outside of that, it's not a job. It's my love. It's my life. It's my passion. And I enjoy it. I enjoy vagina. I enjoy helping women. So it's like I said, I wake up thinking about vagina. I wake up thinking about my clients. So it's not an hour time thing for me. It's an infinity type position that I'm in.
And, you know, they're the type of people you want to come to, you know what I mean? Where, you know, you can see the excitement and you can see, you know, how much you love it, because then that way, you know, you are going to get the best care. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that about you. Cameo, what advice do you have for women wanting to write a book, start your business, get certification in a new field? What's your advice to these queens that are listening?
You know, that's a hard one for me because I never planned to do anything that I did. Well, in this area, I did not plan it. I did not plan to teach yoga. I did not plan to write a book. It happened. Spirit told me, write your book. I was going through some pain and Spirit said, no, you're going to use this energy and you're going to write your book. And I was like, what am I going to put in it? I don't even know. And Spirit was like, sit down and do what I said. And I sat down and it just poured out. It poured out and did not stop pouring. It did not, like, I can't say what advice to give. What I say is follow your spirit. You know, I remember my grandma that was one thing I remember her saying to me. Like, I remember everything about that moment. She said, always follow your gut. Always follow your intuition, your gut, your spirit, whatever you call it. If something is telling you to do it, do it. Everything will work out for that and in that way specifically. Every single time, your gut will never lead you wrong. So that is the best advice I have. That was the best advice I have ever gotten.
You know, both of you guys have kind of touched on just one quick subject that I didn't even think to bring up, but I heard you mention it to me and I had to write myself a little note, is that, you know, because I know what it's like, you know, when you, again, been working for somewhere for a real long time and then all of a sudden you're not working, you're unemployed and, you know, you're thinking like, what in the world? And you kind of go through a depression, basically. And depression doesn't always mean that it's the worst thing. It is a clinical term that just means that I'm not at my best and something is really, you know, heavy on me right now. What do you do, or do you have any help for women that are dealing with depression for many other reasons that we go through it? Do you help them as well, Queen?
Yes, I do. I help a lot of women. A lot of women that I have here, their illness is tied to their depression. Mm-hmm. And I would say, from someone who has gone through depression for me personally, and just the women that I've come across talking to and having testimonies, is depression steps in where creativity stepped out. Mm-hmm. And so I've noticed when you're no longer having connections, you're no longer feeling loved, you no longer are stagnant in the mindset and stagnant in your imagination, because imagination comes from image. So if you can't imagine it or you can't see it past your two eyes, then a stress comes in, and then the depression, which is the ultimate monster, steps in. And so for women who are suffering from depression, from my line of field that I've witnessed, is that not only does creativity need to step in, but so do aphrodisiacs. So do that happy hormone, those dopamine, serotonin, structures, those glandular stimulations needs to step in. And so with that, I would say go to all of your colorful, berries. Berries have a lot of the happy hormone inside of them. The aphrodisiacs have a lot of the happy hormones, you know, the hibiscus, you know, the, I keep going back to Damiana because that's one of my all-time favorites. But you also have other types of aphrodisiacs that you can step into to open up that closed segment part of the body, or that closed segment part of the brain, which is normally your frontal cortex, your line of wisdom and judgment. Grounding is a great way to put happy hormones into the body. Masturbating is a great way to put happy hormones into the body. Touching your erogenous zones is a happy, another way to reduce depression as well. Sitting with yourself, solidarity is very contagious. Sitting with yourself, is also a form of, reducing a lot of, depression, because if depression is met with high energy and it's fed continuously, it can turn into suicidal thoughts.
And so
with doing so, you have to really just go within and focus on self and not really listen to what other people can say, because humans can really mess up things for you or project a negative light onto you. But go where the elements are, the water, the fire, the earth, the air, and then get grounded. Or mirror magic is another way. I do a lot of affirmations in the mirror. Talk to yourself, you know, spend a lot of time with yourself, journaling. I am in my spa, my full body steam sauna helps with depression as well, because I'm able to put a slew of different types of herbs into your blend that can help with those happy hormones. So this has been my experience and my expertise on helping women in a depression stage.
Thank you.
The vagina alone. I'm sorry, but just the vagina alone, not having that full functional vagina, a happy vagina, can send you into depression as well. Birth control can send you into a depression as well. So I try to tell women to do a lot of soul searching with a lot of changing of your diet as well, and connecting.
Connecting is important. Everything that you said, I preach a lot of that myself. So thank you for reinforcing some of the things that I say. What about you, Cameo? What help do you have for women that are going through depression or, you know, like you were saying, even pain?
Finding yourself. And I know it sounds like, but we have to remember we are mothers, we are girlfriends, we are wives, we are everything to everybody else. And we forget about what makes us happy. And we forget to do the simple things that make us happy. I don't care if it's eating that salad in a car. I don't care if you're like me and love salad and it's two donuts after that, because I will slam a salad and a couple of donuts. You know, it's about balance.
Mm-hmm.
But as a mom, I forgot what I liked. So when my kids got older, I didn't know what I liked. And that made me even more depressed, because I don't know how to make me happy. How do I expect somebody else to make me happy? So I had to learn what I liked again, what made me happy, what I did want, what I didn't want. And those are just things to pay attention to throughout the day. No, I don't want that. No, I don't feel like doing that. No, I don't want to participate in that. It's just understanding that what I want is important too, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, you guys, I got to let y'all go. We are right up to the wire. I can't thank you both enough for helping me with my Women Wellness series. I appreciate you both and all the information that you have given and sprinkled on all of us. Have a great weekend, and I wish nothing but lots of success for the both of you.
Thank you. You too. Likewise.
Thank you, you too.
Ashe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I guess that wraps it up for me today. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We can stay connected on my social media outlets, my Facebook page, If Nothing Changes, Nothing Changes, Life Coaching, my Instagram page, at Coach Deidre, and past podcasts can be heard on CoachDeidre.com. So I'll be back with a new show Friday, June 27th at noon on the one and only Inner Light Radio. I hope you'll tune in again. Until then, I hope you'll be doing more than paying bills and waiting to die. Go live. This is Deidre, your life coach, reminding you, if you want to make a change in your life, do it. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. Oh,